Lamar says, here I teach you, Jim Woman Olive. Lamar here assumes like the katana that holds Gezelach and Zosser. Lamar and Empirica Makabo and the end above and saying Crooked Alphabet says, Machlegis Tanoim, whether it's Gezelach and Mutter or Osser. We pass in Gezelach and Zosser. And the Gemara here on Kuf Yigimon Beis has a steer within Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara says in the name of Rav on Kuf Yigimon Beis, it says, Alam Rav Lakashi Kanbik Zelo Kan Bafkos Alvasa. Zak Rashi. Bafkos Alvasa Shein Gezel Mamish Shari Kileke Chil Hashem. Lavricha Meches Havikafkos Alvasa. So Rav says that when you talk about a situation where a Yid owes money to a Goy and he doesn't pay it, that's considered to be okay. That's called Hafkas Alva. You release the loan or the debt that you're Mechuyiv. So the Gemara and Amar Aleph clearly held that Hafkas Alva was a problem. All the Amorim held it was Asur. Only Rava says with the Feirish that it's Mutter. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner has in the Chuvos and the Chut Meshulash, the Simen Yadalit, that we should aser Hafkas Alva. The Mechaber and the Rambam never have the Heter of Hafkas Alva. The Ramah has it in Simen Shin Samach Gimel. I'm sorry, in Simen Shin Mem Chesif Beis, the Ramah writes Hafkas Alva as Mutter. But it's not so poshut at all. As I was saying, though, most of the Amoraim say it's a problem, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes that the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, also implies that it's Usher as well. So, this din of Hafkas Alva, Reb Chaim has in the stencil to tell them what the Getter Adin is. Do you say that Hafkas Alva, that when a Yid owes money to the Goy, and you say that it's Mutter, do you say that the Chov is evaporated? And there is no chiyuv at all, none whatsoever. Or do you say, no, the chov is omid b'mkaymai, but you just don't have to pay. But conceptually, the chov is omid b'mkomo, and you just don't have to pay al pi din. You know, it's a lot like the din of the Magen Avraham says, I think it's a Siman Tov Resh Lamed Zayin, says, according to the Arayim, if you hold Gezelachim as Mutter, but it's still not shalom, still not yours. In other words, if you stole an esrog from a goy and you shook it on the first day of Sukkot, you wouldn't be yotze. Because even though it's Gezelachim is Mutter, according to that day and tonight, we don't hold like that, but it's still not mine and bailus. So the second stad would be, Hafkas Alva, I don't have to pay him, but the chov is still kayim conceptually. So those are the two stadim Reb Chaim has. It's interesting. Just as we mentioned, Avedis Akum is Muteris, the Gemara has that Viter and Kufi Gimon Beis, that Avedis Akum is Muteris. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I involved when Alf has an Isser. Lahachser Aveda Lakusim Man Sposas Arova Tatsmeya. So usually we would assume that Avedis Akum is Mutter and Gansen, and it's also yours. That's usually the assumption. The Bach holds not that way. The Bach holds, it's still a Mutter, but it's not Shochah. But usually we would assume Avedis Akum is considered to be yours because maybe the Isser also, the fact that there's an Isser might imply also that it's yours as well. But it's not so poshut, Lamaisa, according to the Bach, as I said, that it's still not yours. Because Reb Chaim Volozhiner has in that tshuva, he says, if you hold Gezelachim as Mutter, so what do you need a poshut to tell me Avedis Akum is Muteris? Gezelachim is Mutter. So it could be to tell you that Avedis Akum is Muteris, not only is it Muteris, but it's yours. Mam is yours in Chashim Mishpat. Okay, but nonetheless, those are the two tzadim that Reb Chaim has. And the nafkamina would be, could a goy, the money, the yid owes the goy money, could a goy sell the schus to another yid to collect the cash? So if you hold that, of course, Avaz Muteris and evaporates the Chov, there's nothing to sell. But if you hold that the Chov is Omen Bekomi, you just can't collect on it, then it exists and you could sell it. That's a very good Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina would be if the Goy's Megayer. what do you have to pay? So if you hold like that second side that the chov is only bim kaimai, then he'd have to what? He'd have to pay. And the mashmos of the Gemara above Mitzianai and Bezim and Aleph seems to say that, like the second side, that he would be able to sell the schus, and if you're Megar, you'd have to pay him. So it could be the Amshel Shlomo and Simon Dalet, Perik Dalet, Simon Zion, Frekta Kasha. We know the Gemara we learned in Lamed Zion and the Beis. The Gemara says, Ashur Shal Yisrael, that's Nagach Ashur Shal Akam is Pater. And the Gemara digs up because there's a custom for that. So Frekta Yamshel Shlomo, what do you need a pasuk for? Hafkas Avaz Mutter. So Reb Chaim says, Hafkas Avaz Mutter, but you need a pasuk to tell me, Lamaisa, that in fact it's not what the chov is only become. And Reb Chaim goes with the second side. The Avam is the chov is only become. We just got to collect on it. So that's why I need a pasuk to come to evaporate it. So that's another nafkamina that he gives. The third nafkamina, he says, is the Gemara has on the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. Gemara has that story that Rava made a hachraza. And the Gemara says, can a Yid testify against another Yid who is having a din Torah with a goy in a secular court? So the Gemara says, if you're one guy, we put the guy in cherem. If you're two guys, the Gemara on the top of Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis says, I'll betray lo. Two guys, it's okay, because two guys, and that's what you need in a Beis Din Yisrael. One guy, a secular court takes, but not a Beis Din Shel Yisrael. So if it's two guys, you're not really doing anything wrong at all. That's what the Gemara says. So Frek Taisis on the top in the Rush, what do you mean? What do you mean? Hafkos Alvoya. The guy could be kofer. He doesn't owe the money. Right? The Yid doesn't have to pay. So even if you have two, so you're really not, you're messing over a fellow Yid against the Goyin secular court. So both the Rush and Taisus seem to say that the Pshat is that what? Is that there really is, the Chov is only been claimed. The Chov is really there. If you held like the first Sad, that it's evaporated, then in a Hanami, then you're really messing over the other Yid in the second court, because there's nothing there. It's evaporated. But if you hold like the second side, the Chov is Omid Bin Komo, you just can't technically collect on it, but it's there, so you're Lamais, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just being made on it. So that's the shot and the rush from the Tosis here, that they're holding also the second side. That's a third Nafkamina. Fourth Nafkamina would be, the Gemara has here on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, on Amud Aleph, Gemara Frekta Kasha, says a Mochsin of Amar Shmuel Dina Machusadine. So Gemara gives two Terutzim, that it was a Moichashim Lakitzvah, Amar Chinina Bar Kahana, Amar Shmuel, or the Be'er Yanai, that it's, he did it on his own. So we had that last year in the Darim, on Daf Kofres by Nidri Onsen. He comes in, he's about to take fruits and vegetables for the taxes, and you say that what? You say, you take a netter that it's truma. Right? So the Gemara says it's a netter onus. Frek the Gemara says, Nidri onsen, frek the Gemara, it's dina machusadina. You have to pay your taxes. What gives you the right to say such a netter? So, Reb Chaim quotes this Ron. So I was looking all over this. He says, look in the Ron there on Chesim and Ab. I'm looking there, it's not there. Baruch Hashem, I found last night, the Ghost of Tzionim was censored. He says the word censor in Hebrew, and the Ghost of Tzionim in the Darm. And they took out a piece of the Ron. The Ron, Frek the Kashi, says, "What do you? How could the Gemara say, Dina Machusadina, that you have a chiv to pay, Hafkas Alva, Frek the Ron? What do you mean? You don't have to pay anything." There's the Ron's asking on the Gemara's kasha. You have a chiv based on dina machusadina. What do you mean? Mecha tesiya. There's hafkas alva. So what's the Ron's answer? The Ron's answer is this shtick. Is the second side that in fact there is a chov in a chanami. If hafkas alva evaporated the whole chiv, then in a chanami it's a great kasha. But that's not the pshat of hafkas alva. The pshat of Avskasa was the chov's only been kaimai. So if the chov's only been kaimai, so Memeila, the Gemara's cash is a very good cash. How could you say, Lamaisa, it would be, we call it, we, you know, you, how do you call it Nijay Onsi? Because we have a what? You have the chov is only been kaimai. You can't say Avskasa Avon. So Memeila, Lamaisa, Gemara's asking, why do you call that what? Why do you call it Nijay Onsi? So that's a fourth nafkamina. So first nafkamina we gave practically was, could you sell it or if the guy becomes a gear? Second nafkamina is the tefram for the Yamsha Shlomo's Kasha. Third nafkamina is the rush in Taisus here on Kufya Dalamanov, the story with the two Aiden. And then another nafkamina we're pointing out is the pshat of the Ran in the Dorim, why it's not an issue of Kosovo. So I was just wondering, is there any way to find a raya for the first side? What kind does it go with the first side? So I was thinking like this. If you hold, perhaps, if you hold that Gezel Akum is Osir, right? Why do we assume that Gezel Akum is Osir? So Rabbi Kiva has a Pasuk, right? Lagabi the Evid, right? Rabbi Kiva has the Pasuk regarding the Evid. And Rav Huna has later a Chalta Sa'amim. In fact, the Shita Mekbet says, how could Rav Huna offer a different Pasuk than Rabbi Kiva? But nonetheless, a Pesukim. And then, Lamaisa, the Pasuk shot is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what we would assume is an Issa D'Oraisa. No doubt, it's considered to be an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? This din of Gezel Akum, Pasuk shot, the Rambam writes, is an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? Just find this. But Rashi in Sanhedrin and Daphne Zion, Rashi in Sanhedrin and Daphne Zion says Beferish that the Isser of Gezel Akum is only the Rabbanon and the Psukim are Asmachtas. And the Psukim are Asmachtas. And it's only Asr Atzchil Hashem. That's what Shitas Rashi is. That's what Rashi says in Sanhedrin and Daf Ben Zayin and Beis. So it's only the Rabbanan. And the Pashup Shot is that Taisus here on Kufya Gimel and Beis, Tosfos Maskachi Kamina, also says there's no Chiluk between Gnev and Gzela. He says, Dika Chil Hashem. So it seems like also Taisus here is learning the same thing, that the whole reason is because of Chil Hashem. Now it could be, if you look closely in the Rambam, Ram says by Gnevis Goy, you're over Losignovel. By Gezel Akum, he only says Usser. So it could be maybe Ram is masking by Gzela of a Goy, it's only the Rabbanon. And that could be because Gnev is the Maisa. So it's, whether it's you're stealing from a Yid or a Goy, it's the Raisa. But if Gzela is you know taking away money, only it's Mom and Chavera. So by a Yid, it would be the Raisa. By a Goy, it would be the Rabbanon. But nonetheless, if you learn the Machayiv of Gezel Akum is only Chil Hashem. So what did Rashi say? We start off today. Rashi says, Afkos Avosh en Gezel Mamash Shari Kileke Chil Hashem. What do you mean? Lavri Chames Avke Kavos Avo. What do you mean? The only time that Afkos Avo is okay is when there's no Chil Hashem. Right? But Gezel Akum, according to Rashi, is also when it's a Chil Hashem. So what's the difference? You follow me? If the whole Machayiv of Gezel Akum is Chil Hashem, so what's the difference between the two? He says that Hafkos Ava is not Gezel Mamish, so it's Mutter. He like a Chil Hashem. So it's different than what? Different than Gezel. Why is it different than Gezel? Gezel Akum, according to Rashi, is also because of Chil Hashem. What's the difference between the two? So maybe we could suggest is that the difference between the two is the following. Is that when it comes to what? When it comes to Hafkos Ava, maybe the word is, like the first side of Reb Chaim, is that Hafkos Ava totally evaporates the Chiv. Whereas by Gezel Akum, Lamais, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Usr. It's Usr, and it's certainly not your money. So that's what I'm saying, maybe what the difference is between, the difference between the two is that Hafkos Ava, maybe it's Mafkir the whole Chiv, Lamaisa, when there's no Chil Hashem, where it's different than Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is Asr, and obviously you have a Chov. He's trying to contrast the two. So that's the difference we want to suggest.
Don't you have to make a differentiation for the Chilul Hashem? Isn't that what Rashi is saying? Rashi is saying that Afghaz Maman is not the Chilul Hashem.
Rashi said the whole reason why Gezlakim is Usr is because of Chilul Hashem.
Right, so Afghaz Akum is not because it's not a Chilul Hashem?
No, no, Afghaz Akum is only Mutter when there is no Chilul Hashem. When there is a Chilul Hashem, it'll be Usr. Okay, nowadays it's different. I'm talking about, yeah, let's say some scenario you'll come up with that there won't be any Chilul Hashem. Nowadays it's hard to say. But that's Lamaisa. That's what I wanted to suggest, maybe to be a riot to that first side. But it's interesting. The sheet is about Gezelot, Gezelakim, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, and maybe you can make a split between the two. No, because what I'm saying is that Hafkos Alva is not Gezel, right? And it's Mutter when there's no Chil Hashem, right? But Lamaisa, when Gezel Akum is Usr, when there is Chil Hashem. So what happens when Hafkos Alva has a Chil Hashem? It's the same thing as Gezel Akum. What's the difference between the two categories? So I'm saying in Lamdis, the difference is that Hafkos Alva will be a situation that it will be Usr when there's a Chil Hashem, but that's a side thing. But I'm saying conceptually, Hafkos Alva means Mafkiyah the whole Chiyuv. It'll be a side thing why it's Usr. But Gezel Akum, in essence, is Usr because of Chil Hashem, and the word is that the Chov is what? Chov is Omid bin Koma. Whereas Hafkos Alva, Lamais, is really what evaporates the whole thing. If there's a Chil Hashem, that's a side Isr. That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what we want to suggest. Okay. So that's the first malach I wanted to suggest about Hafkos Alva. Obviously, we don't do this, and nowadays, it's a bad thing. Okay. Now let's move on to the din of Dina Mechusa Dina. Shechter spoke about it a little bit the last Chabura, so I wanted to speak about a little bit more. And a quote from Ashir, I heard from him also about this concept of Dina Mechusa Dina. Shmuel's Mechadish it in different places in Shas. He has it by us here, and he has it in Nidarim, we mentioned. Gemara has it in Baba Basra, too, on Daf Nun Dalet, about the Gemara says you need to make a shtar when you buy property. That was the Minhag HaMakom, says Dina Mechusa Dina. And the Gemara has in the Gittin on Daf Yud regarding shtaros that come in front of Goyim. Are they good based on Dima Chusadina shtar kinyan even? Or is only, we assume, a shtar raya going to be good? A shtar kinyan would not be good through Dima Chusadina. So those are the different Gemaras you have in the name of Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel Ibn Ezer writes that Dima Chusadina is a din drabanan, and the Avdei Meluim in Simen Chofches, Sifka and Beis, and the Chazam Sofer in Yordaya, in the end of Simon Shin Yudal, would hold that Din Mechusa Dina is in fact the Din D'Oraisa. So you have a Machlokas in the Poskim. So what is Taka the Makor of Shmuel's Din? So let's suggest six different possibilities in the Rishon and what the Makor of Shmuel's Din is. The Rashbam and Baba Basra says it's based on a Svara of a Kabbalah, that they were Makabal upon themselves, the community, that they would listen to the leaders, and to make society run properly. And the Chubas Adeshin says, according to this Rashbam, if you have one Meshug and a guy who doesn't want to listen, we don't care about him. Yachid, Batla died to Leitzel Rabim, and therefore he has to listen. However, based on this Lumdis, a guy who's a dictator, then you would not say the din of Dina Machusadina because they weren't Mekabalim. And the Rambam writes that Beferish Nichos Gzela and Perakei Allah Yud Ches and Nichos Gzela, he writes Beferish, that any Melech Shlo Kibla Aleim, and then his din is not a din. But according to this first approach, you wouldn't differentiate between a Jewish king or a Goyish king, or you wouldn't differentiate between a king or a government. Lechura, if you hold like this Lamdis, it would apply whether it's a Jewish king or non-Jewish king, would apply whether it's a king or whether it's a monarchy or a government, wouldn't make a difference. So that's the first approach you have in the Rishonim. Second approach is the Ran and the Dorim and Daf Chav Ches, along with the Rosh and the Rashba, who say an interesting Chiddush, and they say that the ability to live in a land owned by a king is basically you're given Rishus by the king, and therefore this din of Din Machus Din only applies in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, since we're all Shutvim, everyone has a right, everyone has Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Shach to the king, we're all Shutvim in Eretz Yisrael, it's Yerushi Me'avoseichem, Me'avoseichem, therefore, the whole din of Din Machus Din does not apply in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why, you know, some people unfortunately won't pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael, but we don't paskin like this Ran, Rosh, and Rashba. We paskin like the Ram and the Miri, and say that Halacha L'maisa, we apply this concept across the board, and it applies L'maisa to a Jewish king, non-Jewish king, it applies in Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't depend upon the concept of a Dafka Eretz Yisrael. So that's the second approach. They have a Dina Machus Dina. Third approach is from the Mabit, in the Kiryat Sefer Perakenichus Gzeila. He claims that it's dependent on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dafchof. The Gemara says in Navi, in Sefer Shmuel, it says that everything that a king can do, when Klal Yisrael you know, wanted to have a king, and Shmuel and Navi said, you want a king, well, he's going to be able to do such and such and such. Those things that he said, A, B, C, and D, are those Mutter or those Asr? Those are 2 days in the Gemara. Kol Amra Parsis Melch Mutter Bo Asr Bo, those are 2 days. So the Mabit claims that the din of Din Machus Dina flows from that halacha. And therefore, we assume that the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Malacha and Kol Omer the Parshas Melech Mutterba, and therefore Lechura Lamaisa, the din of Din Machus Dina comes from that. Poshup Shad, if you're using the Navi, even though Divrei Kabbalah is usually Lavka Divrei Torah Dombi, so Machlej Rishonim, Rebar Tzoloni, and the Balamor, most Rishonim say Divrei Kabbalah, Lavka Divrei Torah Dami, but here if you're using the Navi, Lechura, you're holding that the din is a din D'Yaraisa, Poshup Shad. And the Dov of Mishra Sharim points out very beautifully in Chelek Gimel Simon Peites that according to the Mabit, it would only be a din in a melech, not in a government, because it's flowing from that Navi. And Rov Rishonim that used these other approaches were not limited only to a king. So that's a first shot was that was Kabbalah. Second shot was that it was considered to be din in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, din in living, the ability to live there. The third shot is the Mabit, that is Kol Amar Parshas Melech Mutterba. The fourth shita, the Mukhe Yosef and the Ritva and Yevamos and Daf Mem Vav, there is a Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamech Ches that has a Chiddush from a Pasuk that there's a kinyan called Kibush Mochama. That if you conquer a land, by you conquering the land, you are Kona, basically everything in there based on the fact you won the war. So the Mukhe Yosef and the Ritva and Yevamos Mem Vav Amrav say that that is the din of Dina Machus Dina, that it flows from the din of Kibush Mochama. If you say like this, then it would apply even to a dictatorship, according to this approach, because the Kibush Mochama obviously is against the people's will. That's a fourth shot. Fifth shot is Rashi Gittin on Testament Beis has an interesting comment where he claims it flows from the din of Dinim. I think that's the Poshup Shot in Rashi. Shmuel Rozovsky says, not that way, Zechatzadik Lebracha, but the simplest shot in Rashi, at least Rabbi Zalman says like that, that since Goyim Ramitzuvin B'nei in Dinim, right, the 6 negative commands, the 7th one is a positive. Rambam says the positive din of Dinim is to make sure that they adjudicate on the 6th Lavin. That's the Rambam. But the Ramban, Al-Ater and Parzival Yishlach, famous Ramban, says it's not that way. It says they're supposed to set up a court system. So Rashi and Gittin, Parshat Shad, is learning like the Ramban, that Dinim by definition means to make sure society runs properly, and Dinim Achus Adina comes, flows from that din of Dinim. So that would be a fifth shot. Rashi and Gittin on the Nun Testament base. And then the last shot, the sixth shot, would come out from Rabbeinu Yonah and Bob Basra, and the Aliyah of Rabbeinu Yonah, that says it flows from the din of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. And that depends on the two Makoros, the Rashba says, of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, the Gemara Gittin, Lama, Vav, and Bez, has two Makoros. Does the Koch of Hefker, Bez, just to be Mafker, or is it to what? To be Machne as well? Can it take money away from Mr. X? But or do they have the koch also to put the money from Mr. X bank account and put it in Y? The Dvar Avram says that Rashi holds on Gittin and Daf Chof and Manav that you can not only be mafter, you could be machne. But The Rabbeinu Yonah says it depends on the din of Hefker Beis and Hefker. And that is very critical because I remember Shevet Shlita always point out to us that Hefker Beis, that Din Mechuzadin has no rights in the mat in you know, area of Isurim. Of, you know, Isser v'Heter, there's no concept in Machuzadina. And that makes a lot of sense according to Ben Yonah, because it all flows from Hefker Beis and Hefker. Hefker Beis has no ramifications, no koch. We can't say, secular law doesn't require a get. Chas v'shalom, you know, Dina Machuzadina. Doesn't say anywhere you need a get. We never would say such a thing, because it has no koch in the realm of Dina of Isurim. And that makes sense if it flows from the din of Hefker Beis and Hefker. And that depends upon what its koach is, al-hafker or lahaknos.
Extends to secular courts? Hefker Beis and Hefker, not just Jewish courts?
Yeah, that koach would flow from
the Maisi. I mean, the secular court doesn't have a din of beis.
The chiddush of din machuzadin, the application of Shmuel is that it would, even though obviously the Gemara is talking about Jewish beis, but Shmuel's chiddush is that it extends to what? Extends to the non-Jews in that manner. Now this, and I don't know about that. You know, Nafkinu is in realms of. Yeah, okay, but that's going to have a nafkamina. You know, it's two steps though. You know, so anything that'll have a ramification, you won't be able to say. Because you want to say you don't need to get this nafkinu. You mean? Okay, all right. That you can't. That's too far. As long as it has a ramification, it wouldn't be shaykh, you know. Right. If you make it tonight, yeah. Okay. Now, this brings us to the Gemara and Gittin. So, the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Yudim Beis, we said before, does Dina Machusadina have the power to create a Shtar Kinyan? So, the first day in the Gemara says yes. Second day in the Gemara says no. So, are the 2 days arguing? So, this is a Machloikis, the Rashba and the Ran quote 2 days. Are the 2 days in the Gemara arguing? First day, they quote say that they're not arguing. Second day, in the Gemara says that they are arguing. So, what's the Nekudas of Machlekes? So, it could be Ramah has a comment. It could be that they're arguing, not Lafi the Ramah, but it could be they're arguing. Do you say Dina Machusadina on something that the Melech is not Nenebo? This is not something that's negated their government. So, do you say that the stars that are all in front of them, would you say that they have the power of Dina Machusadina has such tentacles that apply on something that the Melech is not Nenebo? These are two individuals. So maybe that's the 2 days in the Gemara, what they're arguing on. But it could very well be, you could say a little bit more than that, because the Ramah writes in Shin Samech Tes Sifches, 2 days, whether you say Dina Machusadina only on property taxes, or do you say it on everything, even let's say on income? An interesting 2 days in Ramah. You guys are getting married, you own your own home, you got to pay property taxes, right? So property taxes in most states, right? So in Jersey, it's a lot. So is it limited only to property taxes, or does it apply to even income tax, let's say, or anything? It's something that makes sense. So it could very well be the Gon in Sifkot and Lamed Vav there says it's tolling the 2 days in the Gemara. That's what he wants to say. There's the first day in the Ramah, learns that the second day in the Gemara held everything, Lamaisim. Here you don't say Dina Machusadina because not talking about Karka. That's what he wants to say. Shtar Matana could apply to Avadim, not just Karka. That's what he wants to say. Whereas the first Lashon in the Gemara holds that you can say Dina Machusadina even not on Karka. Meaning the first Lashon in the Gemara holds like the second day in the Ramah, and the second day in the Gemara holds like the first Lashon in the Ramah. That's what maybe you could be told of them, Haba Hataya, the 2 days. Could be maybe. Ma'arik says it's doichek l'maisa to say it's only talking that rock karka l'maisa because we're talking about star shal karka. So l'maisa he says that's doichek to say, but it's important to know those 2 days. Okay, a few other nekudas I want to mention here about Dina Machusadina. Anything that's obviously not equal, it's not equal taxes, the Ramah says is not Dina Machusadina. He said there's a tax just for Yidden, and we don't have to pay that, of course. And anything that's, you know, robbing and stealing, they call this chamsanusa. That's why we say dina machusadina. And therefore, it has to be something that is considered to be, you know, proper and makes sense. Halacha lamaisa. It can't be something that is not rational and doesn't make sense at all. The Shach says another application of dina machusadina is on currency. If, let's say, the government would come out and say that nickels can't be used anymore, we have to listen. They have the ability to do that. Halacha l'maisa. Now, the Shach points out something very important, and the Shach says any time that you have a stira between Dina Mechuzadim and Dini Atayra, Shach says, of course, we don't listen to the secular law. Siminai and Gimel Sifla Kat Lamet Tes. We don't listen to the secular, we listen to the Torah, Kedesh, and Chosh, and Mishpat, and that's chlor like that, he says. But it's interesting, he says, what happens if the Torah has nothing to say about a certain case? So then he says, you follow secular law. And the Chosh Nish, in the end of Chosh and Mishpat, he has a mahalik, a whole shtickle on Simit Tetzayin, Osaf, and Dima Chuzadim. He says that's absolutely wrong. And Rav Shekhar, I remember saying this over Rav Shekhar Shlita about this. Chazanish says that the Torah has something to say about everything. You figure it out. You know, even though there might not be any corporations, Bismana Gemara, you figure out what the Gemara would have said about it. And the Chazanish is very strong against the Shach, and he argues and he says that it's not acceptable to say that, and that you don't just say we'll go best on secular law. There's no din that we have in the Gemara about it. Also, it could very well be, the Rashba quotes Bashim Rabbeinu Yainin, it could be that another constriction, Dima Chusadina, might be only when you go to secular law, he wants to say, because the Sugyan Gittin, the second day, it denies saying Dina Machusadina. Why? Because the Shtar was Ola, Lifnei Arkos. It wasn't that the two litigants came for a Din Torah for a Psak. So maybe that's the only time you say Dina Machusadina. But when it's Ola, maybe you don't say like that. It's a bit of a Chiddush, but I guess you have to say that every law that America, I remember Bar and Soledad Sal told us, it's also the speed. You say, why? Because it's Dina Machusadina. Now, did the U.S. government, the transportation department speak to every individual? I guess they did when they made the law in accordance with that Rashi B'Shim Rabbeinu Yonah. But there's another Chiddush I want to point out here from the Ran in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We know that there's a principle of Makin V'Onshin Shalom Min Adin, that Bezin has the Koyach, it's in the beginning of Chosh and Mishpat, if things are getting out of hand, the Yidim aren't acting properly, even though it's after the times of the death penalty even, Gemara has a case that they executed a guy. A guy who was boiled ishto takas a teina tree in front of everyone. Then the Gemara says a guy rode a horse on Shabbos in front of everyone. So one guy, I think if I remember correctly, the guy who was boiled his wife they killed, and the guy that rode the horse they flogged. And the Gemara says, based on Makin, Lonshin Shalom and Adin. That was after they had the ability to do the death penalty, right? They didn't have smicha. They didn't have the based in the garden of the Lishkas Agazis, and they didn't have Kohanim doing the Avodah. You need three conditions. So the Ran has a beautiful Chiddush over there. He says that's the koyach that you live in a nation that they can hire, they can arrest people. They're not acting properly. There's the din of Dina Machusadina might flow from the halacha of Makin Ronchi Shalom and at least regarding arresting. And it's interesting that the Gemara has in Bamitzia on Pei Gimel and Beis two stories there about Tanoim that arrested Yidin. They're working for the government. And the Gemara Ritva points out that Gemara over there. Eliyahu in the second story told one of the Tanoim maybe you should move out of there so you don't have to arrest people. But the Ritva points out they never said that the Tanoim that held such positions that were arresting fellow Yidin, they never said it was usher. They just said, recommended, it's not good to take that job or move out of the country. So the fact that didn't say usher also seems to flow from the fact that, you know, it's considered to be what? A din of dina mechusadina. And obviously, maybe you shouldn't. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about Moses, a different topic. So that's what I don't want to get into. Machlek Zarach HaShulchan and Rav Moshe about a democracy is a din Moser. But that's not really our topic. That's vital. But if you're talking about a situation where it's going to be harboring criminals and it'll be a chilul Hashem, and Simon Chav Chesif Gimel says Shulchan Aruch he'd be made as long as the guy did something wrong. Kafi dini atayra, kafi dini atayra. Then in fact, lamaisa might not be a problem to testify against the fellow. You always strive not to, but it's an interesting situation that comes up. The bottom line is that this is a tremendous chiddush of Shmuel, and we had six possibilities to learn. I'm thinking now, maybe if you say it's Makamon Shalindin, maybe it's a seventh possibility. One sheet I forgot to mention, when we were talking about Gezel Akim, that was the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo says, not Bichlal, Chilul Hashem Bichlal. But rather, he says that you have marked yourself from a davar mechur. Engaging in robbery is a terrible thing. It's kind of like the Chafetz Chaim says about Lashon Hara, about Goyim. You're always supposed to be marking yourself from a davar mechur. So based on that, that taket's aser, not just based on what? Based on Chil Hashem. So it could very well be that, according to that Ron in the Dorim, we're able to connect the one that was censored, the din of Afka Asava, with that kasha of what? Of Dina Mechusadim. Okay, everyone have a good evening.